This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A federal judge has ruled against an earlier decision that deemed Denver's urban camping ban unconstitutional. A county judge ruled earlier this year that it's unconstitutional to enforce the ban without adequate shelter space in Denver for people experiencing homelessness. The city appealed that ruling, and now the federal judge decided that the man at the center of the case was offered shelter but refused it. This morning did not get as much snow as expected, but David Bargenbrook of the National Weather Service says more is on the way this evening.
Looks like the heaviest snow will occur between about 5 o'clock and 10 o'clock this evening before it decreases in intensity overnight.
Bargenbrook predicts up to 6 inches for Metro Denver tonight. Some mountain areas could see more than a foot. A winter storm warning is in effect along the Front Range through tomorrow morning. Officials have lifted some evacuation orders for the Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins and made others voluntary. Officials also moved evacuations of Crystal Lakes, Red Feather Lakes, and Lady Moon areas from mandatory to voluntary. The Cameron Peak Fire is just 4% contained and has burned more than 100,000 acres. Crested Butte is considering having a Black Lives Matter mural painted on Elk Avenue through downtown. Officials are also discussing other ways to raise awareness of issues around policing and racism tonight. 33 in Denver, 43 in Vail, 45 in Grand Junction. This is CPR.